Welcome. First, some announcements. One, you are perfect. Everything you need is inside you. Two, there's a couple more weeks to join my Love Warriors private group as a Patreon supporter. If you support me on Patreon, tithe to the degree of $20 or more a month and help me do work in the world with homeless, etc., then you get free access to the Love Warriors group, patreon.com/halcyon. Third, at the end of January, I'm going to be starting another group of Pink Path, which is my intensive 12-week coaching program. You can learn more at pinkpath.net, and we can make an appointment to discuss further if it is what you need. Of course, I started this by saying you don't need anything, and that is true. You ready? Let's get started. I got something I want to share today, or something wants to come through. Let us begin. Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today the topic is how to deal with this fucked up world. I didn't mean to curse. I rarely curse. How to deal with this effed up world. That can mean a lot of things, but let me just explain the context. Oh, you know the context? You live in this world? Right. You don't need me to explain everything that is going wacky with the world. The news is doing its, not its good job, it is working overdrive, 24-hour-a-day news that is pummeling us with the reality of our environment, of corruption, of suffering. It is overwhelming. And if you have been into a major metropolitan, that sounds like, is that the new Disney show with Baby Yoda, the metropolitan? A metropolis area. If you've been to a city, you have seen a rise in homelessness. You have seen a crazy amount of people living in little shanty towns, under bridges, etc. And I've been in conversations recently with people who are struggling with this reality. And so how do we live in this world? How do we find a way to go on? How do you find a way to keep caring so that you stay a human but not be overwhelmed by it? Because that's what we need to figure out. You can't get to a place where you numb out and block and no longer even notice the suffering. The suffering that is going on around us all the time is legitimate. I'm not gonna blame the news for focusing on what's wrong, which it does. But there is a lot of suffering. There is a lot that we need to be aware of. And if we pretend that it's not happening, that's a very dangerous place to be. And yet if we get overwhelmed and underwater and become obsessed about the suffering, and every person we see that is needy, we need to help them, then very quickly we have no energy. We become depleted, paralyzed, and filled with despair. What do we do? This has always been the case. How do you find the sweet spot in compassion versus self-care? But we are living in a time when it is critical. The future of the planet, the future of the nature of interpersonal human dynamics can be decided. If we can say we're okay with, you know, 70,000 people every year overdosing on opioids and 50,000 people committing suicide every year, and every night in the US there's 500,000 people sleeping on a street or struggling to find place in a shelter. And if we're just like, that's okay, that's our baseline, and while that's happening, I'm gonna, you know, try to get my app enough downloads that I can get the new Tesla. And at the same time, you should be focusing a good percentage of your time making your app good so you can get the Tesla. So how do you do it? How do you find that place where your joy doesn't feel like it is disrespectful of other people's suffering? Or how do you let some suffering in so that you can try to heal it without letting all the darkness in so that you become overwhelmed. The key is direction, not distance. The key is be kind when you can. The key is looking for gifting opportunities. And that requires some work because, one, we have to really work to understand what gifting is. And two, we have to work to figure out what is our gifting inventory? What do we have to gift? We obviously, one of the categories of things that we can gift is resources, money, stuff, extra stuff, used stuff. We can give stuff away, physical things, money, resources, that kind of thing. But we can also give our attention. We can give dignity. We can give things that are only aware in the moment, an individual. And perhaps they are things that only we can give. Maybe it's our wisdom, our shared experience. And if you can start making your interaction with the world not from a place of, this is all bad, this I'm trying to stay in good, but just what I have, my good and my purpose and who I am is a process. It is a flow of transmuting my gifts to shift some of the dark into light, to alleviating some of the suffering, and finding the piece of the pie that is small enough that I can digest it, that I can do a little bit, feel good about it, feel better than I did before, instead of like taking on 20 pies, trying to eat them all, and then feeling sick and be like, I'm not a pie guy. But it's hard, which is why it's a practice. This last week, I was so excited and having so much fun taking the money that I've received through people tithing through Patreon to me, and I gave it to some homeless people that I know. Friends without homes. And one woman, she wanted to get a new phone, and when she explained to me how long it would take for her to get to the phone store via trolley and walking, she was plotting out this 6-hour adventure to get a phone, and I offered to give her a ride. And on the way, I offered to get breakfast, her whatever she wanted, and we went to Churches for fried chicken. And while we're sitting down and we're eating and I'm talking to her and we're laughing and I'm practicing this process of being present. What are the gifts that I have in this moment? I could get her some food. Awesome. She's happy. I can give her respect and dignity. So I'm not treating her like someone who is pathetic and needs help. This is a friend who I'm buying lunch for today and I'm giving a ride to today. The same way I would treat someone in my family that needed a ride to the airport. So I'm having this interaction, it's beautiful. And then as other people who are hungry are coming into the restaurant and asking for money or coming with their change to buy, I'm finding myself pulled and noticing, should I help there? Should I help there? Should I help there? And I started falling into that trap of, oh my gosh, I gotta eat all this pie. And I had to pull myself back and be like, nope. This slice is my meal today. And by doing that, able to really taste what was going on, really be present, really connect and transcend the math of how much am I doing into a place of just goodness. And that's the only way we can survive this, I think. Not by plotting, well, how many people do we save and how much money did we raise and how it just like, am I going in the right direction? Is this step in the right direction? Was this an act of kindness? If I look someone in the eye and say, I'm sorry, I don't have any money for you today. I can't beat myself up for not giving them any more money. I have to say the direction I was going in was kindness and respect, and I gave them that. Could I give them more? Could I give them the shirt off my back? Yes. But that's when you fall into martyr category. And that's the fast track to depletion. And the only way that we can stay long-term warriors of love, agents of good, is to find that sweet spot where we are feeding ourselves and not getting sick and processing and digesting and being energized by the knowledge that we are in integrity, being kind, and moving the dial a little bit. Who knows how much? I had a great conversation this weekend with someone who is doing some pretty amazing things, looking at long-term solutions, like multi-hundred-year solutions for our planet. And I said, wow, this is really making my world feel really small. And he's like, no. It all matters. Scale does not matter. And I was like, hey, that's I say direction, not distance. That's the same, right? And it's true. And that's how we live in this fucked up world. We don't close off to it. We don't martyr ourselves to it. We don't become paralyzed and overwhelmed by it. We take bites of it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you heal the world? One kind act at a time. You never know what the ripples are going to do. You cannot be attached to the final result, because there is no final result. There's just a direction. And if you think of it like that, it's not a race that we're trying to get to an end. We don't know what the end looks like. It's a dance. And we want to tune into the music, connect with our partners, and enjoy the process. I don't know about you, but I am feeling the awareness of the degree of fucked upness so much more frequently than I used to. And it's become a barrier to my spiritual growth as I get pulled into this overwhelm and pulled into the, I need to be doing more. And I can look back at the cycles of the last few years and see when I try to take on more and more and more pie, I am in a food coma most of the time. In the last month, I really put my focus into self-care. And rather than like achievement, into peace, into sobriety, into sleep, into service. And by doing so, my vibration has really been just vibing. And so the things that I was trying to make work are coming more effortlessly. Resources have come in from unexpected places. People have been aided by my efforts without me having to go to a place of should and guilt, just acting from joy. And it's like I could watch a video of myself 10 years ago and I would have given myself this lesson. But the world pulls you into those places, makes you feel guilty for things, dims your light, when the way to be that agent of change is to tune out the exterior, the pressures, tune in to your personal truth, and find ways to share your gifts. That's it. Look for ways to gift, and then have faith. Thank you for being you in the world and sharing your gifts. Thank you for forgiving yourself and others when they slip up and get off the path. Thank you for walking the path with me. I love you. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this, subscribe, hit the thumbs up, do a little dance, make a little love. I mean, yeah.